Blog Talk Radio.
And now, the Chief International Ambassador, Chief Ambassador Dr. Bernard Johnson.
Did we have our instructions, or have we had our instructions?
Yes, sir.
God bless you.
God bless you. We could do it again if you like.
No, one time is sufficient. Thank you so much.
You're welcome, sir.
Good morning to all of you. This is your Chief Ambassador, Dr. Bernard Johnson. I want to welcome you to the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Convention. Line. This is a good time to give God praise and adoration. We are coming from all over the world, people from all walks of life, from every church affiliation and every church denomination. And we're joining hands just simply to give God praise and adoration. We refuse to any longer allow the enemy to divide God's people. We believe that together we stand. And divided we fall. We're just seeking the Lord and asking Him to bless us together and coming against everything that the enemy is trying to do. Because he's coming against everything that God's people are trying to do, and we're trying to give God praise. Last night on the blog line, we offered up over 2 billion praises, and on this prayer line, we're doing the same thing. God is blessing us in a multitudinous way. God bless you. Let's have a word of prayer. Heavenly Father, thank you, thank you, thank you, thank you. We have so much to thank you for. Thank you, Lord, for life, health, and strength, for legs to walk, mouth to talk, eyes to see, ears to hear, the things that we always take for granted. We just want to tell you thank you for them. We pray right now that you would be with this prayer line this morning, and we offer it to you, Lord, and ask you to take over the prayer line. Bless the people everywhere. Forgive every sin, omission and commission, and bless the people on this line. I pray that you would give them their heart's desires and give them miracles like they've never seen in 2015. Bless, bless, bless. Bless them in the city. Bless them in the field. Bless their going out and their coming in. Bless their family. Bless their home. Bless them with great health and great strength. Anybody sick, Lord, I pray that you heal them. In the name of Jesus, we pray that we'll give you the glory. As we praise you this morning, Lord, bless the people. And thank you for it. In the name of Jesus, we pray for the glory of God. Thank God. Amen and amen. God bless all of you on the prayer line. I want to just ask those who are coming from all over the world, from Africa and India and Brazil and the Philippines and Russia and England and everywhere, if you would help us to give God praise during the day. Amen. We're trying to thank God 1,000 times individually and collectively with everybody coming together. We'll give God billions of praises. He deserves it. And this is the new awakening where we are having a spiritual shift away from the give me, give me, give me approach to God. To the thank you, thank you, thank you approach. God bless you. Good morning to everybody on the line. Are you all awake this morning? Good morning to you. Good morning. Good morning to you, all of you. And let's speak to the Lord. Let's speak to the Lord. Good morning, Lord. Good morning,
Lord. Hallelujah. Good morning, Lord.
God is so good and so kind. We love him and we praise him. Amen. Can we give him some praise this morning? This is our format. On this line.
Hallelujah.
And I say praise check. Praise check, everybody. Praise check. In the name of Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Come on, thanks to God. Give him a praise. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. Praise your holy name. We appreciate what you're doing. And thank you for what you've done and for what you're going to do. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Thank you, Lord. 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 We appreciate you, Lord. All your blessings.
Thank
Welcome you again to the First Fruits Worldwide Prayer and Praise Line. I want to remind you, on September the 7th, I'm inviting all of you to come to Kansas City. I want you to make a sacrificial move for the Lord and come here for that one night, September the 17th. If you want to stay over the weekend, we're getting a place there at a good price at a hotel, and we welcome you to be at Amazing Grace on Sunday morning. If you want to go on back home and be at home Sunday, that's fine. God bless you. But I need you to be here the 17th. We're going to come together and no telling what the Lord is going to do for us on that night. God bless you. God bless you. I'm going to get a few praise reports. I do remember that. I promise I would bring that message. It's my money, and I want it now. This message is changing the lives of many people because it's revealing some of the secrets of the enemy. The Bible says in the end time, God reserves secrets and he gives them to his prophets and to the people of God. All right, I want to just get a few praise reports. Somebody take those praise reports. Get about three or four praise reports and I'll be back to bring that money. That message is my money and I want it now. Anybody take that for me? Who would do that? Take the praise reports, maybe two, get three or four praise reports. Who will do that?
Amen. God bless you. This is Ambassador-elect Sharon Darden from Grand Rapids, Michigan, area code 616.
All right, go ahead and do that. Thank you. Thank you.
Amen. God bless you, all ye people of the Lord. We praise and bless God this morning for all of his many blessings to us. We thank him for waking us up this morning with life, health, and strength. And so everybody has something to be grateful for and something to praise God for in the name of Jesus. We just look at and lean and dependent on him, whereof we are thankful. Let's give praise report this morning to the glory and honor of God. Amen. Will there be one praise report? Will there be another?
God bless you. Good morning. Fascinating, Lake Wilson, and I'm thanking God this morning for all that he has done for me. My praise report is I thank him for feeding me. He said he never see the righteous forsake another seedbed bread. I thank God for the bread that he give me. I thank him for the strength that he give me. I praise him all day because he is good to me, and I thank him and praise him for the strength. I am praying that God will continue to do that, and I'm looking for the Lord to open that door that Ambassador Johnson is talking about. Give me my money. Praise the Lord. Praise the Lord.
Amen. God bless you, Ambassador-elect Mother Wilson. Praising God for bread and strength and her money that's on the way. Amen. Amen. Because it truly is on the way. Hallelujah. Praise
Amen.
The Lord. Did I hear Ambassador-elect Frierson? Ambassador-elect Frierson, with a praise report. Will there be another praise report? God bless you. God bless you. Hallelujah. He's truly good morning.
I'm sorry, I had my phone on mute. This is Ambassador Frierson from area code 616. I praise God from whom all blessings flow. I thank the Lord for saving me, sanctifying me, and filling me with the Holy Ghost. And I thank God for each and every one of you that's on the line. And I just want to say welcome to my friend Carrie from area code 616. And I just want to welcome her to the blog line. I thank God for her.
Amen.
Thank you.
God bless you. God bless you, Ambassador Frierson and Sister Carrie. Hallelujah. God bless you. The line is growing. Amen.
Amen.
The line is growing. And so we thank God for drawing us all together, because we, truly we are one in Him. Thank you, Lord. Thank you. Will there be another? Will there be another? Will there be another praise report? Hallelujah. To the glory and honor of God. Hallelujah. Will there be another praise report? We all have so much to be grateful for. And, you know, on last week when Chief Ambassador was praying, somebody else could just chime in whenever you get ready, was praying for my daughter, Laren. And a few days later, she got a phone call saying her money was on the way. Amen. And it should hit the account any day this week. So we thank and praising God. We just, and she's still talking about the prayer line. She had heard me talking about the prayer line. And one morning she called me and said, "Can you come over here and do the prayer line?" So I had to get up and drive to her house. Amen. And we were on the prayer line, and Chief Ambassador prayed for her and brought that message, the beginning of that message. It's my money, and I want it now. Hallelujah. Truly, the Lord is good to us. Hallelujah. Will there be another praise report? Is y'all awake? Hallelujah.
Sister Glenda, Bastima Glenda, elect, and I just want to thank the Lord this morning for waking me up this morning, letting me see a day that wasn't promised to me. And I just thank the Lord for everything that He has done for me down through the years. And I just want to thank the Lord, because if it wasn't for Him, where would I be? I could do nothing without the Lord. And I just thank Him this morning. Hallelujah. I thank Him all through the day. I just thank Him, thank Him, thank Him, because He's been so good to me. He's been better to me than I've been to myself. And I just want to thank the Lord, thank the Lord, thank the Lord. And I'm just asking y'all to just keep me in your prayers, and I love everybody that's on the prayer line.
Amen. God bless you, Sister Linda from Utah. Down through the years, the Lord has been good to me. Yes, He has. Yes, He has. Each and every one of us. Hallelujah. Through good times, bad times, high times, low times, the Lord is still good and worthy to be praised.
Yeah.
Will there be another? Will there be another? Hallelujah. Another, somebody's not on mute. Will there be another praise report?
I think everybody on this line ought to have a praise report if you realize that God's been good to you. Everybody has a praise report. I got a praise report yesterday. Ambassador Hagin, can you share that praise report, what you gave? Amen. But everybody should have a praise report. God's really been good to you. If you woke up this morning, you got a praise report. So let's take one more.
Amen.
Good morning. This is Ambassador Sister Gina, and I just want to thank the Lord for another day that He has allowed me to see. I thank God for all His travel, grace, and mercy for everything He's doing for me, how He continuously blesses me every day He wakes me up. And I thank God for that. I thank Him for my pastor, the wonderful message He brought this past Sunday. And I just thank God for the first prayer line. I have one of my coworkers who are riding into work this morning. She wants to give a praise report also. I thank God.
Amen.
My name is
Anita
Brown, and I thank the Lord for being here
with you
this morning. Amen.
Amen. God bless you, Sister Brown and Sister Gina. God bless you. We're just so grateful that we're for the unity that's here on this line this morning, on this line every morning. We just thank and praise God all together. And when we all thank and praise Him together, we lift it up like one big shout. One big shout is what we should be doing, all praising God for His merciful kindness and His bountiful blessings. Amen. For His merciful kindness, for His for our salvation, for redemption from sin. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Will there be another? Hallelujah.
God, this is Ambassador Smith from Arkansas. I just want to say praise be unto God from whom all blessings flow. I just thank the Lord this morning as I was listening. It's a blessing just to have your right mind when you get up in the morning. And because of that, I thank God that his word says that he has made us to be the express image of his dear son. And I praise God that I have the likeness of his son. I praise God that the Bible says, let this mind be in you, which is also in Christ Jesus. So the mind of Christ is all things that's in the will of God. I want to treat people right. I praise God for acknowledging my brothers and sisters all over the land. I just want to tell you that God loves you. He loves you. He loves you. He loves you. Hallelujah. And he will never let you down. And I'm just encouraged this morning to have that type of mindset because he's given it to us as believers. And, you know, a lot of people get up in the morning, they don't know where they are. They have lost their mind. When adversities and situations come all about them, they lose it. But I just thank God that my hope is built in Christ Jesus and nothing less. I just thank God that I know who I am as a believer this morning. That's why I'm saying I thank God for my mind. Glory to God. If it was up to the enemy, he would just distract us with the delusions and illusions of things that make you want to give up. But you have to keep your eyes on Jesus. Keep your eyes on Jesus, the author and the finisher of your faith. And my praise report, once again, is I thank God that I have my right mind this morning. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Focus, fully aware. Hallelujah. Vigilant. Glory to God. I am walking out with my whole armor on that God has given me to wear to be an imp on front line on this battle. And I know that the word says that no weapons formed against me shall prosper. So if you keep that mindset, when you get up and get ready to get out on the battlefield, you won't lose your mind. Glory to God. Thank God for this day. I love everybody on this line. God bless you, Chief, and the First Family. Amen. Hallelujah. I'm just so blessed, you all. I'm glad you can hear it in my voice. Yeah. I'm just excited because I have an expectation of what's going to happen today, which is going to be good. Everything that God has planned for us, he knows the plan and is good. And today, Chief, it's my money and I want it now. Glory to God.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Thank you, thank you, thank you, Lord.
Thank
you for my right mind. Thank you for all of us for our right minds. Thank you, Lord, because he didn't have to do it, but he did. And Ambassador Smith is always so energized when she's praising the Lord. We just thank the Lord for her. Hallelujah, down in Arkansas. Hey, hallelujah, thank you, Lord. Is that good, Chief?
No, get one more.
One more. And
everybody.
One more.
Good morning, Ambassador-elect Darnie. The story is so wonderful. This is Charlotte Gray. I overslept. Thank God. The Lord woke me up. I overslept. Thank God he woke me up.
Amen.
Hallelujah. I can't depend on an alarm clock, a phone. Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. It's no school, no summer school, and I overslept. But, Lord, I'm up. I thank you. I got my limbs moving. Thank you, Jesus. I do want to give glory, 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 glory. Hallelujah, God, because you didn't have to wake me up. Once I turn the news on, somebody's going to not be able to get up or didn't get up. But Lord, I just want to thank you for waking me up. God bless you. I feel good this morning in my spirit. I thank God for what he's doing for the Gray family. I am in expectation. I thank you, Lord, repentant heart. Thank you, Jesus, for being able to ask you to forgive me, God, for my shortcomings. Forgive me, Lord Jesus, for what I haven't done, God. Forgive me, Lord Jesus, for what I've done, God.
Yes.
Lord, I'm nothing without you, God. I'm before you, Lord, trying to be submissive, God. Teach me, Lord Jesus, how to be more and more and more like you, God. As Ambassador Chief has said, down through the years, God, be before first fruit, God, we came together. I want to go up, 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 up in Jesus. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord, for first fruit prayer line. It's just an opportunity, God, to open our mouth and thank you. God bless you. Have a wonderful day.
Thank you, Sister Sharon Gray. Hallelujah. And all that is so true and so right on point. Hallelujah.
And thank you, Sister Sharon. I'm going to take it now and thank you. You did a wonderful job. Appreciate you. Amen. I promise you all that I would address this. It's my money, and I want it now, and I want to keep that promise. let me read this for you. It's in Proverbs 3:22, and let me give you the purpose of this. I'm not what they call a prosperity preacher. I don't normally preach on money, but the enemy is attacking God's people so in this day and time, trying to make them believe that they will fail, that they will never be debt-free, that they will never have prosperity in their life. But the devil is a liar. You have to understand. You have to understand that our Father is the richest person on the face of the earth. Yeah. I get that person thing because, you know, the Bible tells us that the Holy Ghost is the third person of the Trinity, yet they're all three in one. But he's the third person of the Trinity, and that makes Jesus the second and God the first. But they're all three in one, and they act together. And it's important to know that your Father, my Father, was the richest person on the face of this earth. Well, I expect a little distraction on the line because the devil doesn't want God to hear this, the people of God to hear this. You understand what I'm trying to say. But it's so important for us to realize that we have, as our Father, the richest Father on the face of the earth. And I need for you to use a little common sense. If your Father is the richest Father on the face of the earth, why would he want his children to live like paupers? Why would he want his children to be so poor? It would not be. It would not say much of the Father. I mean, how is the Father going to have two daughters and make one wealthy and the other one live like she's so poor? It wouldn't be right. How is he going to bless you and not bless your sister? How would I walk in the house with a present for one daughter and not have one for the other daughter? It wouldn't make sense. You got to use some common sense with this. God is a righteous God. He's not going to do unrighteous things like that. He's going to bless you and bless your sister too. So if you see your sister or brother being blessed, start rejoicing. Why? Because that means that your blessing is on the way. Let me read this for you in Proverbs 13:22. A good man leaveth an inheritance to his children's children. God's going to bless not only you, but your children and your children's children. And the wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. I want to say that again. The wealth of the sinner is laid up for the just. Now let me read this. For the love of money, this is found in 1 Timothy 6:10. For the love of money is the root of all evil. The love of money. Not the lack, not money itself, but the love of money. And I'm going to ask you, if you're coughing in the phone right now, put your phone on mute. That's being echoed across the world. Amen. Press *6. God bless you. But the love of money is the root to all evil. My God. I began to look at that verse, and I asked God to interpret that verse for me and to give me what he wanted me to say about it. And some revelations that were huge, huge revelations began to jump out at me through that verse. But I had to really experience some things before I could see it. The Lord allowed me to go to Washington, D.C., to the Mint down there in D.C. And at the Mint, that's where they print the money. Oh, it's so interesting going there. And the Lord gave me favor. They knew who I was, and they assigned me a private tour. And I don't mean that arrogantly, but I'm just telling you what happened. They assigned me a private tour throughout the Mint. and there was a lady who was taking me around. And let me interrupt just for a minute. I hear somebody just moving all around the phone. Your sheets, when it hits the phone, that causes a lot of noise on the phone. So if you push star 6, everybody, I'd appreciate it. Just push star 6. Amen. Thank you. But as they were taking me throughout the mint, or the lady was taking me throughout the mint, we went in the room where they were printing money, and there was a machine that had 20 spaces on it for bills. And I looked and saw them. They were $100 bills, and that machine was just going, shomp, 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 just like that. Almost just every second, there were $20 bills, 20 of those $100 bills on the machine. That means it was printing $2,000 a second. And it was just continuously going all the time. And that was not the only one in the room. There were several in the room. So all of the room, I was hearing shump, 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 shump. Just several different machines printing $100 bills. And then the tour guide said to me, she said, Dr. Johnson, you know, most people think that they know what money is, but they don't really know what it is. I said, what do you mean? She said, most people think money is paper. I said, it is, isn't it? She said, no, it's not paper. And everybody on the phone, if you've got any money close to you, I want you to get a dollar bill or some type of bill. Would you please get a bill in your hand? Amen, I got one. And what I did, she said, let me show you, Dr. Jones. She got a bill. And she took it in her hand, and she balled it up. Amen. Yeah, Satan alone rebuke you. Amen. But she balled it up and real tight in her hand. And then she said, I want you to take this. And she said, straighten it out. And I took it and I started straightening out the bill. Yeah. And I straightened out the bill. Let me think. Either she balled it up or I balled it up. But one of us balled it up. And then she said, straighten it out. And I took it and I started straightening out. And when I kept straightening out that bill, it was almost like it was in its original state when I first balled up the bill. And I said, you know what? It did. It straightened out just like it was. She said, that's why money can go all over the world and come back to your hand, and it's still pretty straight. And you can fold it up and put it in your wallet. I said, no. Well, what is it? She said, it's not paper. It's material. I said, material? She said, yeah, it's material. That's why they can send it anywhere, and you can have it in your pocket and somebody else have it in their purse and all that kind of stuff, and it's still usable because it's paper. It's material, rather. I said, oh, my God. And I looked at it. I said, you know, you're right. This is material. And it just dawned on me that money looks like one thing, but it's not what it looks like. And I began to see it in the spirit realm. Money is what you call power. When you step up to the counter at any store and you want to buy something, you see something you like, when you step up to the cash register, that person wants to know, where is your power to get this? What kind of power are you going to use to get this? That's what it's all about, power. And if you want that suit or you want that dress, whatever, you got to have enough power that they're asking for to get it. See, on that suit, is how much power on that little piece, a slip of paper on the suit. It tells you how much power it's going to take to get that. Or you might say the love of power is the foundation to Satan's kingdom. See, there it is right there. As my granddaughters would say, bam, there it is. It's right there before your eyes. Why is it so difficult for you to get the money? Because Satan's kingdom is built on the foundation of money. That's why. And if you get it, being a saint of God, that means that you use it for God's glory rather than Satan's glory. And that means that if you get it, it starts to make his kingdom crumble. Are you getting it now? It's his foundation that will start crumbling. And see, if we ever, as brothers and sisters, get this, as saints of God get this, we will start to do damage all over the world to Satan's kingdom as never before, because God is going to let the exchange of wealth come again. You see, if you look in Exodus, where it tells the story of the children of Israel, you'll see that in the third chapter of Exodus, as Moses had told Pharaoh to let his children go, let God's children go, Pharaoh would let them go, and God sent flies, he sent lice, he sent darkness upon the land, he turned the water to blood, all these things, and finally God allowed the firstborn of every family to be killed, and then Pharaoh let him go. But in the third chapter, I believe, of Exodus, around the 22nd verse, it tells us that Moses got the instruction from God to tell the children of Israel that as they were leaving, borrow all of the gold and all of the silver from the Egyptians. The Egyptians were sinners. They were not people of God. They had the wealth, but they, there in Babylon, I believe, they had the wealth, but they were not the people of God. They were worshiping idol gods. They were against God, worshiping Baal. Some people call them Baal, but it was Baal. And as they were set free by the Pharaoh, they had borrowed all the gold and all the silver. And the Bible says that they spoiled the Egyptians. They spoiled them. In other words, they had the money now, and God knew that even as they borrowed it, they were never going to return, because he knew the future of the Egyptians. As they were fleeing there, they got to the Red Sea, and Pharaoh was approaching behind them, and mountains on their right and left, and the Red Sea before them. And God said to Moses, "What do you have in your hand?" He said, "I have a rod." He said, "Stretch it out." God said, "Stretch out." And the Red Sea opened, and they walked across on dry land, and Pharaoh and his army came, and Moses stretched out again, and the whole army and Pharaoh got drowned. And I want to tell you that God let the money fall in the hands of your great 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 grandmother and great 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 grandfather. It fell in their hands. Now let me show you something. You are a descendant. If you trace your lineage all the way back, you're going to run into Adam and Eve. That's where you'll go back to, where God made man and God made woman. And now these descendants here from the children of Israel, those are the ones who God adapted, as his church, as his bride. That's his bride. His bride was the children of Israel. They were the church. They were the church of the Lord. God adopted them as his bride. And that's your great, 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 great. It doesn't go back to Adam right there, but it gets to your great, 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 great grandmother and grandfather. That's your people, because we are the church right now. We are the living church on the in the world. Yeah, we're God's bride. And what belonged to the children of Israel, that God let them get all of the billions. It was not millions, but it was billions of dollars that came from the Egyptians, that God gave to his people, the Israelites. We are the descendants of God's church then. We are God's church now. It's our money, and I don't know when you want it, but I want it now. I want what belongs to me. And let me tell you something. I know how the prodigal son went to the father and said, "I want what belongs to me. I want my inheritance." And the father gave it to him. But he went out and spent it on riotous living. We're not the people who would go out and spend the money on riotous living, buying prostitutes, buying alcohol, buying drugs everywhere. No, 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 no. We want our money because we want it for the kingdom of God. We want it to expand the kingdom. We want it to win lost souls for Christ. We want it to see people coming to the Lord everywhere, all over the world. We want it to expand the gospel in the foreign lands everywhere. We want it for the Lord's kingdom. We want it for the purpose of God and for the goals of God. And I tell you, when you want it for the goals of God, you can demand it. It's my money, and I want it now. I want it now. I want it now. It's my money, and I want it now. Somebody on this line, you got a vision to do something. You got a vision to start a church for the Lord. You got a building. You got a vision to build a building for the Lord, to build a new church. You got a vision to renovate that building that you got. You got a vision to go out and do wonderful witnessing for the Lord. And you got a vision to win your whole city for Christ. It's your money. You ought to put it now, because you're going to need money to do those things for the Lord Jesus Christ. See, the enemy realizes that he needs money. That's why he comes to you to tell you that, oh, you don't want to, you don't need that money. You know, he wants to tell God's people that we're supposed to be poor. When our Father is the richest person on the face of the earth, he's going to tell us that we need to be poor. He's a liar. God is the richest person on the face of the earth, and our Father is wealthy. Why do you think he wants us to be poor? He doesn't want his people to be poor. God wants his people to be successful, because God realizes, first of all, that people follow successful people. And when you are successful, others will follow you. When you ain't got nothing, you look like you ain't got nothing, and you don't have nothing, and you're all in debt, and you can't even do this or do that, people don't want to follow you. But they want to follow you when you're successful. Look at them in Hollywood. That's why people, they got stars everywhere, on the sidewalk everywhere. And they want to follow them because they look successful. But see, God meant for his people to look successful and be successful and have the blessings of the Lord that make it rich and add it no sorrow. It's your money, and you ought to want it now, because you want to do the will of God and bless God's kingdom all over this earth. Listen, God uses people for his blessings, and he uses people to bring about his will, and he uses people to bring about his goals and his purpose here on this earth. You ought to want the money to be a blessing to God's kingdom. See, people are hurting. Churches are hurting. Somebody's talking in the background. Please hold your peace. See, churches are hurting all over the world. They're hurting now. Some churches are going under. God's work sometimes that has been going on for years and years and years. The enemy is trying to close churches down everywhere. You need to be in the person who has the money. You need to be in control of the money, is what I'm trying to say, because God gave it to you through your ancestors, your great, 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 great ancestors, and he made you the new church right now. You are part of the new church. You are part of his bride, the bride that's been there for centuries and eras. You are part of it, and it belongs to you. And I want to tell you, you got to help touch the world for Jesus Christ. It's my money, and I want it now. I'm not wanting the money. Thank God I can have a nice home. Thank God I can drive a nice car, but that's not why I'm asking for the money. I'm asking all these things. If we seek ye first the kingdom of God and all his righteousness, these things shall be added unto us, all those things. But we want the money because we want to do a work for the Lord. Oh my God, if you get the money, you can help God's people on this earth. You can help do a work for the Lord. See, it's your money, and you want it now. You got to be able to proclaim it. You see, whatever you loose on this earth shall be loosed in heaven. If you loose whatever, it shall be loosed on this earth. If you loose my son, it's going to be saved. See, you can use that even in other aspects of your life. My son, he's going to be saved. And I want it now, because God said he can be. Whatever I loose on this earth can be loosed in heaven. I loose on this earth that I shall have the money, my inheritance that's coming to me. I loose it in my life in the name of Jesus. Why? Because I want it now to be a blessing to the kingdom of God. Oh, my God. Some of y'all lost your health. Use it for your health. It's my health, and I want it now. It's my good health, and I want it now. Some of you lost your strength. It's my strength, and I loose it, and I want it now. The enemy tried to take everything you got. He doesn't want you to have no joy. It's my joy, and I want it back now. It's my peace, and I want it back now. It's my joy. It's my love, and I want it back now. The enemy is trying to destroy everything that's good about you. He'll snatch this because he doesn't want you to have nothing good that you enjoy. He'll snatch that, snatch this, snatch that. But I want it back now. It's my money, and I want it now. For for the glory of God, for the kingdom of God. We got to build this kingdom down here. See, a lot of people, you may be going to heaven, but some people won't have no rewards up in heaven. They won't be nothing up in heaven because they're investing everything down here. But listen, I don't want the investment. I don't want my money that I can just invest in this world down here. I want the money that I might invest in the kingdom of God. It's my money, and I want it now because the kingdom of God is at hand now, and we want to invest it now. Praise God for all of you. I want somebody, oh, my God, who really believes that God is going to do exchange here. I feel it in the spirit realm that he's going to exchange just as, like he had them to borrow the money from the Egyptians. I believe it's going to happen here in our society in this day and time. I don't know exactly when because God controls timing, but I believe it's going to happen. And if you want it to happen to you, you ought to be saying, Lord, let it happen to me. And you got to open your mouth and proclaim it because, see, the enemy, the power and life and death is in the power of the tongue, and you want to be able to pronounce that over you. I want people on this line as I close this today, I want you saying, it's my money and I want it now. Heaven will hear it. Loose it on this earth and it shall be loosed in heaven. It's my money and I want it now. It's my money and I want it now. It's my money and I want it now. I wish I could get somebody to help me say it in your home. Say it for your family. Oh my God, say it in your mind, in your life. It's my money and I want it now. It's my money and I want it now. Now, now. It's my money and I want it now. It's my money and I want it now. Oh, bless the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. Oh, I heard a testimony.
Hallelujah.
Oh, my God, I heard a testimony a while ago. Somebody said, you said that, and it came now. I heard a testimony, Ambassador Hagen. Amen, gave a testimony on the Lifeline yesterday. Tell that testimony if you're there, Ambassador Hagen. Tell it real quickly. It's my money, and I want it now. Go ahead.
Praise,
jump in there.
Praise the Lord. God bless. Oh, my. What a powerful word. What a powerful message. It's my money, and I want it now. And I'm telling you, glory be to God. Got our letter of special letter from the bank. Hallelujah. Very unusual letter. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Jesus. And the letter said, we are holding money for you. We have been trying to reach you for 7 years. And we need you to respond. Glory be to God. And what I did, I got so excited. Hallelujah. The adrenaline just started. Oh, my God, flowing, and I got so excited. It's like I almost lost it there for a moment. And I jumped in the car and headed straight to the bank. When I got there, the bank was not familiar with this type of letter. And a lot of them at the bank, it was new to them. And they said, well, wait a minute. We need to find out how do we handle our situation like this. But to make a long story short, there was money that they had been holding for me for 7 years, and they had been looking for me to find it so they could give it to me. Isn't that amazing? Good God Almighty,
oh,
I was so excited. Just like you preached that message, it's my money, and I want it now. And my name was on it, and the Lord made them look me up so they could give me my money. Hallelujah.
And that's
thank
what
you.
I'm asking right now. I'm going to pray a prayer here. This is not usual for us on the prayer line, but God put it on my heart that there's so many people who are hurting now, and I'm asking God to put your name on packages. Lord, in the name of Jesus, I'm asking you to shake that chunk tree and put the names of the saints and send them a package, and it can't go nowhere else except to their door. In the name of